Good evening. This is William Hairwagon, continuing chair of the audit committee from last year until we're replaced. And this is the April 11th, 2017 meeting of the audit committee. And we're starting at 8:49 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm going to do a roll call now for the stream. Akio Tanaka.
Here.
Thank you. Sasha Futris.
Here.
Thank you. Ahmad Anderson. May not be here, I think. And Grace Aaron.
Here.
Thank you. Dorothy Reich. Don't hear you, Dorothy. Jamie Gomez.
Present.
Thank you. Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi.
Present.
Thank you. And Venetia Patel-Adams, you're still on the call?
Yes.
Okay, so you can participate, but the PNB members from last year have been replaced by, did I read the name yet? No, Robert Mark.
Present.
Thank you. William Hairwagon, myself, I'm present. Frank Lefevre. Don't hear you, Frank. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Thank you. And thanks. Ken Laufer.
Present.
Okay, so we have 9 out of 12 committee members that I know of. This evening we have, I just learned that the director elections of members for committees have been completed, and we have new members at each station, except I think Grace is continuing, but everybody else is new. One director from each station. And we still have on the committee LSB members from last year, or delegates, that have not been replaced yet. And if today is Tuesday, I think tomorrow, Wednesday, those 3 LSBs at WPFW, WBAI, and KPFT will all meet, hopefully elect new members to the audit committee. So we're in a transition, but we'll get there. And I sent out an agenda. I don't know, did people get the agenda?
Yes.
And I put it on kpftx.org. Let me see if I can find my copy of the agenda so I can try to read from it. Let's see. April 11th, draft agenda. Okay. In that draft agenda, which I just sent out not too long ago before the meeting, includes a call, number 1, call to order, 2, roll call, which we've completed already, 3, selection of timekeepers, 4, agenda approval, 15 minutes, 5, open session minutes approval, if any, 10 minutes, 6, request for proposal for independent auditors, 55 minutes, and I broke that down into 4 sections, and people can make suggestions when we go for agenda approval. I have A, complete the draft RFP, B, consider potential CPA firms, C, consider any postings or advertisements, D, next steps, and then number 7 is adjourn 10 p.m. That's the agenda, and first let's get to, before we get gender approval, can we get some timekeepers? We'd like to have, like on the PNB and other committees, someone to time the speakers. Any volunteers?
Please, somebody.
Well, I'll do it. You should do what next? Okay, I'll volunteer.
You'll do, okay, so we usually do about 90 seconds.
Sure, okay.
And so you'll do that. And then we have items, not too many items, but just to time, for example, the agenda approval, 15 minutes, open session minutes, 10 minutes, and then the main item is the RFP for 55 minutes. Somebody like to time those items?
Please, somebody.
Thank you. Who was that, Nancy? I don't know. Thank you, Nancy, for the encouragement.
Okay, this is Grace. I'll time the items.
Okay, thank you, Grace.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, so now we're up to number four, which is agenda approval, which I read, and hopefully people can see either in the email I sent or in, you know what? Some of the new members weren't on my list, since I didn't know when I wrote it that we had new members, for sure, the new director members. So, director members, you can go to kpftx.org. Look for tonight's meeting, select on agenda. I think they give you, two options, view or text. Select one of those. You should see the agenda.
Robert Mark?
Go ahead, Robert.
Robert, just to get things rolling, I'll move the agenda, the chair's proposed agenda.
Okay. You saved me asking that question. Okay.
This is Grace for the stack.
Okay, we're going to go to discussion on approving the agenda, which Mr. Mark moved. Yes, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I would like to add two things to the agenda. The first thing I would like is to elect the chair pro tem, as the constitution of this committee has changed significantly. And the second thing is I would like to request a report on all the minutes that haven't been approved, both the dates and an estimate on when they will be available to this committee, both for the open sessions and the closed sessions. I know that we can't go into the content of the closed session minutes, but we can certainly find out how many sets of minutes have not been approved for our closed session meetings. So those are the two things I'd like to add to the agenda.
Okay. Would you be able to send that in writing?
Yes.
Okay. And while you're trying to get to writing, any idea where on the agenda you'd like to see that?
Well, the first thing on the agenda should be the election of a chair pro tem, and the second thing should be the next thing in the section on minutes approval. We should get a report or figure out which sets of minutes are available to the committee and which aren't, and how many sets of minutes need to be approved.
Okay, so you'd like to see these right after agenda approval? Maybe we can. Okay, so agenda approval is 4. So then you would like to make like a 4A to elect the chair pro tem. And then when we finish that as a separate item, we could go into in number 5, is set up already for open session minutes approval. We could modify that to include open and closed session dates of minutes that haven't been approved yet. Make that like 5A.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Okay, and so we'll get this in writing. Any other discussion on the agenda?
This Benito.
Yes, Benito.
I just want to be clear what we're doing right now. Are we just trying to list amendments, or are we getting ready to discuss those amendments that have been proposed?
Just listing amendments and then vote to whether we're going to add them to the agenda or not, and then hopefully approve the agenda as amended, if it gets amended, and have the discussions as they come up after agenda approval.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just sending these out, these additions to some of the members. I sent them to you, William.
Okay, let me see if I can find them. I've got to get back to my inbox. Grace, agenda additions for audit committee. And we have 4A. Is the election of Chair Pro Tem, and 5A is the status of open and closed session minutes. Okay, so is there, let's take care of these right now, and then we could have further discussion if anybody else wants to modify the agenda. Okay, 4A, any discussion on the election of a Chair Pro Tem?
Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, so I don't think it's a very good idea to, or I would object to any idea of electing a pro tem chair right at the moment. We don't even have a full complement of the new committee. I'm not sure about, I assume we have the PMB members, but we don't have the LSB members yet. I think that we need to bring them on board, and then we can go about electing via pro tem or permanent officers.
Thank
Jamie
you
for the staff.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, I support the motion to elect a chair pro tem. At least two stations have done their due diligence and voted their members onto the audit committee. So at least two stations are represented on the audit committee. The directors are represented on, let me finish. The directors are represented on the audit committee. This is only a pro tem chair, and I think that it needs to represent the new body that's in existence. Once all the members have been elected, then we can elect a permanent chair. But in the meantime, I think a pro tem chair is appropriate.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. I have a point of information, a request for information. The RFP that is needed right now as soon as possible, I think we should concentrate on getting that done. And I think it's more important to get the RFP ready and to clear up the confusion that we had at the last meeting. We worked really hard on that. And we all know how important this is to get the audit going. And so I really would like to hold off on changing the chair, since the chair has so much things to present us tonight about what needs to be done about the RFPs. And could we
Nancy
get that
Sorting.
Done? And if we get time later, go into pro tem chair or elections or things that take up a lot of time that are not so important. I'm finished.
Thank you,
Nancy Sorden on the call as director.
Okay.
Non-voting.
Right, okay, yes. You've been replaced by Benito, apparently. Okay, I'll just
yes.
note that you're on the call. And this is,
okay, this
did you
is
want to speak? Wait, hold on. Nancy Sorden, did you also want to speak or just announcing that?
I'm announcing that I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. And was that Grace wanted to speak?
Yes. I requested that electing a chair pro tem be put on the agenda because it is a chair pro tem, not the permanent chair. And we should definitely wait until WBAI and KPFT elect listeners, delegates to this committee before a permanent chair is selected. Of course, when we have nominations for chair pro tem, William Heerwagen, the chair from last year can be a nominee, and then we can have a short election tonight to decide who should be the chair pro tem.
And how would you propose that election take place?
I think we just nominate people, see who's willing to do it, and then just vote on the air for chair pro tem. It's pretty simple and straightforward. Anyway, why don't we vote whether we want to accept that these two agenda additions one by one.
Veto to effect.
Robert Mark requests information to inform his vote.
Go ahead, Robert.
Has there been in past meetings or distributed for this meeting some example or draft of the request for proposal? Or are we starting right now in that process?
I believe one was sent, and I have started working on one, but then I had trouble trying to send it to everybody tonight. We had a sample from 2012, and I got two of three of my questions from the CFO, to the CFO were answered, and I put those in, but I haven't been able to send that to anybody yet. But if we get started in that, I'll try to send the little that I did update. So we're not starting from scratch. We're not starting from zero.
Nancy.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And
Nancy Sabaranara, tell me.
Yes.
And Benito to the deck.
And then Benito. Okay, Nancy?
Yes, if Otis would send me the emails of the new members, then I can, while y'all are talking, I could send those new members the RFPs and the other companies that we did ask from 2012, because I was on the committee at that time. Otis,
okay.
Are you there?
Okay. Well, this is William. I'm saying okay, but I can't speak for Otis.
Okay. I will send email to Otis. And is that all right? Okay.
I think Aki sent me an email. I didn't notice who else he sent it to. Aki, did you send that email to anybody else? Because it had the contact information on it.
No, just send it to you.
Send it to Nancy so she could try to work on sending stuff out to everybody? Nancy Sabaranara told me.
You know, I don't have the contact
okay.
information for Nancy, so.
Yeah, and I don't have.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can find again Aki's email to me and forward it to Nancy. Here we go. I have Aki's email. And
don't say it on the air.
I'm not going to say it on the air, no. I'll try to forward it. Well, I can't do it this minute.
I'm sending it to you, William. I just sent it.
To send what to me?
The list of directors elected to this committee.
Nancy needs the contact information. Nancy Sabaranara told me needs the contact information or wants the contact information so she can start sending the new directors some information that might be helpful.
Okay, I have it. I will send it.
To Nancy Sabaranara told me. Great. Thank you. And now I lost track if there was any. Oh, Benito was on the stack.
Maybe I don't have it.
All five stations.
Hello,
Benito. Go ahead.
This conversation right now about whether or not we have the contact information for the directors that were just elected to this committee is a perfect example of what I was trying to talk about. We don't have the contact information for the directors that are on this committee. Not all LSBs, as far as we know, have selected their delegates for this committee, yet we want to move full speed ahead to elect pro tem this or that. Now, what I was going to say before this latest issue came up is that I think it's immaterial whether we are voting on a pro tem person or a permanent person. And it's immaterial whether, to quote Mr. Gomez, two LSBs did their due diligence. First of all, I'm not even going to comment on that statement right now.
You just did.
In order to move things along. I think that the point is that we don't have a full committee yet. So if we don't have a full committee, how could we possibly conduct a democratic election if not everyone who is supposed to have the right to vote is able to participate? It's like simple democracy, folks. That's the only
okay,
issue.
We're at time for this agenda item.
Thank you, Grace.
Call the question.
Who said that?
Jamie Gomez, call the question.
Hi, it's Dorothy. I'm here.
Okay, Dorothy is arriving. Let me note this down. And the secretary notes down that Dorothy Reich has arrived. It's at 9:10 Eastern
Sorry
time.
About that.
That's all right. We don't need to call the question. We're out of time, so we're going to go to a vote. But I'd just like to point out that
what are we voting
there's
on?
There's been no notice of elections. Normally there's I noticed the prior meeting, or I don't remember if it's a number of days involved. It might be a 7-day notice for elections. So I'm personally, obviously people don't want me to chair, but that's fine. But if we could just get through another meeting, then by the next meeting, because tomorrow night, three LSBs are going to elect new members for the audit committee, then the next meeting or depending on the number of days that are needed for a notice of election, and when that is done, then we can have a final election. And by the way, I don't think we could vote on the air for pro tem chair. I don't know how that works. I think votes are supposed to be secret ballots, so we'd have to go through all this emails and sending them to people to read and all that. So
okay, point of order. We're at time for this agenda item.
Thank you. This is to add to the agenda an election or pro tem chair. Nancy Sabarino, tell me, are you prepared to read the roll?
Okay. Okay, KPFA, to add agenda item by Grace Aaron for pro tem election of pro tem chair. Sasha Futran.
Sasha, no.
Aki Tanaka.
Pass.
Is your name Aki or Akio?
Either. You can call me Aki. That's fine.
You have two names? Okay.
I'll make a name.
I think it's Akio if it's Japanese. All right. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Jamie Gomez.
Yes.
Yes. Dorothy Reich.
Yes.
Dorothy, yes. William Heerwagon, WBAI.
No.
No. Ken Lawford, WBAI.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let's see. KPFT, Nancy Sabarinati-Tomi, I will vote no. Robert Mark.
Robert Mark votes yes. Yes.
Yes. All right. WPFW, Benito Diaz.
One big giant N-O.
No, noted. Okay. Let's see. And so Venetia and Nancy Sorden do not vote. Is that right? Am I correct?
Correct. It's a no. A no.
Yes. Yeah, Benito, no. Yes. Chair, Venetia and Nancy Sorden do not vote, right?
Correct.
Correct? Okay. All right. So we
Wait a minute. Did I hear that I don't vote?
No.
No, you did not hear that, Benito. No, you did not hear that.
I'm talking about Nancy Sorden and Venetia Patel-Adams, who are...
Oh, Venetia, I'm sorry.
They've been on the committee working hard, so they're joined to help. Okay. So the no's, I'll go. Sasha, no. Nancy Sabra and Artemi, no. And Benito Diaz, no. Three no's. Yes will be...
There's four no's.
And you didn't get Aki passed, I think.
One.
I'll change it to yes.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Four no's. All right. Okay, I got four no's. Whoever corrected me, thank you. Sasha, William, Nancy, and Benito. Okay, that's four no's. And then Aki voted yes. And so the yeses are Akio, Grace, Jamie, Dorothy, Ken, Robert, Mark. That's six. Is that right? Six yes.
Nancy.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
Nancy Sorden. With a question, point of order, request for information. Request for information. Yes. Why are you not ruling this out of order? There's no notice for this election. It shouldn't be put on the agenda. This should be ruled out of order.
Well, Nancy, I'm not ruling. Got to put on the agenda. I'll let them add it, and then I'm going to rule it out of order when we get there. But thank you. So that has been added to the agenda. And now we have the second item that Grace wanted to add as 5A, a report on missing or unapproved, not yet approved minutes from open and closed sessions, just talking about dates, not subject matter. Any discussion on that item?
Yes, this is Nancy from KPFC.
This is Grace. Point of order. There can be no discussion because time is up for this agenda item. We have to go to a vote.
Okay. If nobody wishes to extend, you're right. We were out of time. Okay. Not hearing any request for an extension. Let's just go to the vote on whether we're adding number 5A to discuss or list minutes that have not been completed or approved as of yet, open and closed. Okay, could you, Nancy Sabarinara, tell me, take a vote on this item, whether we're going to add that to the agenda.
Okay, KPFA, Sasha Futran.
I'm pass.
Okay. Akio Tanaka.
I also pass.
All right, Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Yes.
Yes. Jamie Gomez.
Yes.
Yes. Dorothy Rake.
Yes.
Yes. WBAI, William Heerwagon.
Abstain.
Abstain. Ken Laufer.
Yes.
Yes. The KPFT, Nancy Sabar and Aditomi. No. Robert Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Yes. Robert Mark votes yes. WPFW, Benito Diaz.
And O.
No. All right. We have go back to the passes. Sasha Futran. Sasha? Sasha, did you say something? Are you muted, Sasha? Okay, I'll come back to Sasha.
What are we voting on? I'm sorry.
To add agenda item about the listing of executive minutes that are not done yet. And
open
all minutes that...
All right, yes.
Okay. Let's see. Yes. Sasha, yes. All right. And Akio Tanaka.
No change to yes, too.
Yes. Okay. Any other passes? No, that's it. Okay. We have yes, Sasha, Akio, 2, Grace, 3, Jamie, 4, Dorothy, 5, Ken Lawford, 6, Robert Mark, 7, and excuse me, y'all mute, please, and Benito, no, just 7 yeses. Okay, and go back to no's. Will be myself and Benito. That's 2 no's. 2 no's, 7 yeses, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so that was added to the proposed draft agenda. Now, are there any objections to the draft agenda as amended?
Benito.
Okay, you'd like to object, so let's take a vote on whether the agenda as the draft agenda as amended by Grace twice is approved or not. Did you do that, Nancy?
Oh, excuse me. I was reading my emails. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Could you take a vote on whether to approve the agenda as amended?
Chair, is there any objection?
Yeah, but
there you go.
Okay, all right. Let's see. KPFA, Sasha.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Akio Tanaka.
Yes.
Yes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
This is KPFK. Sorry. Yes. Jamie Gomez.
Yes.
Yes. Dorothy Rake.
Yes.
Yes. WBAI William Heerwagon.
I abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Ken Lawfer.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see. KPFT, Nancy Sabaranani Tomi. Yes. Robert Mark.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see. WPFW, Benito Diaz.
No.
No. The yeses are, okay, I'm going to change my vote to an abstention. Sorry, abstain. All right. The yeses are Sasha Futran, Akio Tanaka, just 2, Grace Aaron, 3, Jamie Gomez, 4, Dorothy Rick, 5, Ken Lawfer, 6, Robert Mark, 7, so 7 yes. And the noes, Benito, no, 1 no, and 2 abstentions, William and Nancy. Okay.
Thank you. So the agenda has been approved, and then we go on to, what is it, 4A, which is called what? Which is called pro tem chair election. I'm ruling this out of order, since all elections are supposed to be noticed, and that...
Challenge the ruling of the chair.
Elections, done by secret ballot, and I think it's a waste of time to try to do a secret ballot through secretary, et cetera, et cetera.
Jamie Gomez challenged the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Any discussion on the challenge to the ruling of the chair?
All the questions.
Brace for the stack. Brace for the stack.
All the questions.
And Benito.
Grace, go ahead.
What William is saying is true when it comes to permanent officers. However, it is not true when it comes to pro tem officers. If there is no valid officer for a committee, in the beginning of the meeting, an officer, a chair is decided, a pro tem chair is decided on by the body. It does not need to be noticed, and it does not need to be done by secret ballot. It's just a pro tem position.
I call the question on the ruling of the chair. Hello?
Okay. Any I'm sorry, say again.
Benito to the stack.
Wait, I called the question. There's no more stack.
And I had said it earlier.
Somebody's
what?
Yelling? Who's yelling?
Dorothy, I called the question.
I spoke before Grace.
I don't care. I called the question.
Okay, any discussion on calling the question?
But, excuse me, my name is Benito. I'm a member of this committee. I asked to speak before Grace Aaron. Maybe I need to speak louder so that people can hear me as well as they can hear her.
Jordan,
but the point is that I have the right
okay,
to
wait
speak.
A minute. Wait, Benito. Let's see.
Point of personal privilege.
Nancy Sorden is recognized.
This is Grace Aaron with a point of personal privilege.
Nancy Sorden is recognized for a point of order.
The person that called the question was not recognized,
she
spoke out of order. She had to wait her turn to get on the stack to call the question.
Thank you. Okay, Benito. Oh, wait a minute.
No, this is Grace Aaron. I have a point of personal privilege.
I just called your name, Grace.
Okay, very good. It was Dorothy Reich who called the question, not Grace Aaron.
Yes, nobody said Grace Aaron called the question. Somebody
yes, Benito
said,
did. Benito indicated that.
I'm sorry. Nancy Sorden said it properly, that whoever did it was not recognized, and that is true. So thank you, Grace. Go ahead, Benito. Continue.
Thank you. So as I said earlier, this is a simple question. This is a question of simple democracy, folks. I don't know where the other speaker, in order not to mention her name, you know, gets this stuff about X applies to a permanent chair and Y applies to a pro tem chair. That is nonsense. In anybody's organization, in any set of bylaws, it is stated time and again, I don't care what kind of organization it is. The point is that every election requires a notice. I won't even get into my previous arguments. This is simply a question now of notice. Now, y'all can trample all over that word that starts with a D that I continue to mention all the time. You can do that if you want to. I'm just going to point out for the folks that are listening that this is an anti-democratic, unfair, period.
Thank you, Benito. Any other discussion?
Call the question.
Whoever that was wasn't recognized.
Dorothy, I'd like to call the question, please.
I'm going to take a turn on the stack. This is William.
I asked to be on the stack, now I'm calling the question.
I started before you. Please.
Oh.
Please. I said I'm going to take a turn on the stack. And then you said you wanted the stack.
Okay.
And you can have the stack when I'm through. And this comment that someone made about, you know, if there's nobody there at the beginning of the meeting, then you have to do an election. Well, that may have some truth to it, that if there's no officers around, somebody could volunteer to be the chair. I doubt if you'd go through an election. And all elections do require notice, and a notice for a pro tem election has not been made, and I think someone should move now I'm going to move. Chairs are allowed to move. I'm going to move that we make notice tonight for our does anybody know how many days' notice requirement is? Let's say for our next Monday meeting, which would be what, the 17th, that we have election
for
committee chair. That's my motion.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor, I believe.
Is it a 7-day notice requirement? Then we can't even do it that day. Does anybody know for sure?
I'm thinking
it has to go with the call for the meeting. So I think we'll have to schedule another meeting after the 17th, as soon as anybody wants to have it, and then we can put a notice of election for chair. We don't need to waste time on pro tem chair. That's my motion.
I already called your ruling into question.
Point of order, Robert.
Well, we have to vote on the
call. We can go around in circles.
In the chair.
Well, I second the motion.
We can.
Yeah, but we need to. We need to call.
Around.
We need.
We can. This is the chair. We can go around in circles, and people in the majority can trample the bylaws as much as they want. I'm not going to go continue without commenting on it. This is ridiculous. You need to have a notice for a meeting, and the notice needs to go with the call for the meeting. So I'm moving that we, for the next meeting that we schedule.
There's a motion on the floor, William. You cannot do this.
There is no
motion.
The motion on the floor is
to overrule your ruling. That's the motion on the floor. And it has to be voted on.
And if we can go
ahead and elect
the
pro tem.
Majority can trample, but I'm gonna speak. You can do whatever you want, but it doesn't mean that it won't be challenged and probably commented on later by other people. This is totally absurd. We're wasting time on silly politics.
You're the one wasting the time.
Yes.
You're wasting the time by trying to have a pro tem election. It's silly.
Let's just do
it. We wait for a full committee and then have an election for a new chair.
This is not democratic.
You certainly aren't democratic.
You are not democratic.
I didn't vote for Trump, so I'm not a Republican.
The guy in Kansas is going to win. Winning 14,000
to 8,000.
Point of order. We had Robert Mark and a few other people on the stack for points of order, and
this person has a habit of just blurting out whenever she wants to speak and assuming that no one is going to challenge her big mouth.
Thank you. I don't appreciate the big mouth comment, but I just was saying that whoever that was not recognized. Now, is there anybody that wishes to be recognized?
Point of order, Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, Chair, please remind the committee that we take a stack and recognize and then speak. Otherwise, all our time and sacrifice is just trying to hear three or four people speak at the same time, and this is not why we're here.
I was supposed to be on the stack, so I guess I was after William, so it's my turn to speak, and I call the question.
Who was that?
Dorothy. You told me I could speak after you were done. So it's my turn to speak.
Dorothy is recognized to speak.
All right. I call the question.
And the question is?
Whether or not to overrule the ruling of the chair. Jamie's motion to overrule your ruling on the election.
There's no call to question.
It's a motion on the floor.
There's no calling of question in committees, so that's overruled.
We have a time limit, and we're going to just talk about this all night?
If you wish.
Well, you have let us vote.
Who was that?
We are at time. This is an off agenda. We're way past time on the agenda. This is Grace. I'm the timekeeper for agenda items.
We need to vote.
And this is William, the chair. What are we going to be voting on?
on overruling your ruling about the election, about electing a pro tem. You said that we couldn't, and Jamie made a motion to overrule that ruling, and we have to vote on it. Okay?
Okay, let's, Nancy Sabaranara, tell me, I rule the election is out of order since there's been no notice and there's no need, no urgent need to replace the chair in the middle of the meeting when we could be doing some real work.
In the motion.
Besides, that ballot would have to be a secret ballot done through the mail, and our secretary could arrange with whoever she thinks can do that to send out ballots and have them returned, and we should vote on picking the date.
We're voting on whether to overrule your ruling. A yes means we overrule
you.
You
do not have the floor. I don't know who you are.
Vote.
You're not recognized, whoever you are.
It's Dorothy.
Dorothy,
you can't do this, William. If the will of the majority is to hold a new election, then that's the will of the majority. And if we're out of order,
well, we can't.
To the rule, that's up to later other people to judge at a later time.
No, it's out of order.
No, that's your ruling that it's out of order. Jamie challenged your ruling. We get to vote on that. And a yes vote means we support Jamie, and a no vote means we support you. Now, please call the roll.
Now, you've got it backwards. Yes supports the chair.
Yes vote. If you're voting
yes
in favor of Jamie's
chair.
Motion,
Nancy
then we're voting in favor of overruling the chair. And if we vote no, then we're not supporting Jamie's motion, and we're ruling to support you.
No, I think you're wrong. Please be quiet.
Please be quiet.
Nancy Sabaranara, tell me, you're going to call the roll on whether you support the chair or not. Yes means you support the chair. No means you do not. That's a challenge.
However you want to do it.
Oh, gee, thanks for your permission. You're not recognized. Nancy Sabaranara, tell me.
KPFA, Sasha Futran.
Abstain.
Akio Tanaka.
No.
No. Grace, KPFK, Grace Aaron?
No.
No. Jamie Gomez?
No. N-O.
No. Dorothy Rigg?
No.
No. WBAI, William Heerwagon?
Yes.
Yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
No. KPFT, Nancy Sabaranara Tomy, yes. Robert Mark?
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. WPFW, Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Yes.
Nancy Jordan, point of order?
We're in the middle of a vote.
Is it a point of order
in the middle of a vote?
Nancy, is it pertinent to the vote?
Nancy's not part of the assembly, though.
Nancy's a director. Thank you. Nancy, go ahead.
She's not a member of the assembly.
I just want to quote from our bylaws.
Thank you.
You guys are voting against the bylaws, and you may want to reconsider the vote. People may want to reconsider their vote. This is a point of order. I want to read Article 15 before the vote is completed. Unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSB shall be conducted by single transferable voting method where there is more than one seat or position to be filled.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, that was not about the notice. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong part. Excuse me. I have to find the other part.
Meanwhile, can we have a tally of the vote? This is Dorothy. I'd like a tally of the vote, please.
The vote has not been finished yet.
Well, then I would like it completed, please.
We're waiting for this point of order.
You already have a majority of votes not supporting you, so it doesn't really matter.
Dorothy, you're not recognized. Thank you. Nancy Sorden, you're still looking?
Yeah, I believe it's in the bylaws that any election has to be noticed.
Can we move on?
Yeah, well, that section
My point of order is that people are voting against the bylaws. I just want that on record.
Fine.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who said thank you?
William and maybe somebody else.
And Benito.
Okay, and now Nancy Sabara Naratomi, could you continue to vote?
Okay. I'm looking at Article 3, Section 8, voting and voting by written ballot.
We're supposed to be continuing the vote. That's what William asked you to do.
We have a new assistant chair.
Are you recognized, Dorothy?
I don't want to be chair. I just want to get this vote over with.
Nancy, were you trying to do something other than take the vote? Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yeah, I'm trying to read this Article 3, Section 8 about voting and voting by written ballot.
Nancy,
and,
you've been asked to call the vote. Please do it.
I'm letting her speak.
Well, you don't speak in the middle of a vote. That doesn't. You don't discuss
Who is that?
I've never seen anything like the way this committee's been.
Point of order.
Well, you've never tried to follow any rules. And,
People that are doing points of order. I never heard of this before.
You're not recognized. People who are doing the points of order are trying to stop us.
Nobody
from
does a point of order in the middle of a vote. You do it before the vote. Now the vote is being held.
That's not true, Nancy Sorden. If you're
the chair, no, there isn't any. You're not the secretary. Please be quiet. Go ahead. Nancy Sabara Naratomi is trying to tell us why everything is done in a written ballot. And
yes, there is no in the bylaws. There is no different definition for a vote on a pro tem chair as being different. It just, I cannot find the word there.
Right. This is
so
Dorothy on the stack. The very first meeting I attended, we voted
Dorothy,
I have a reason as
the
pro tem chair. There was no fuss. We just voted her as the pro tem chair,
Dorothy,
and that was that. And there was no objection from anybody.
Dorothy.
And then William came and we voted him as the permanent chair.
Dorothy, you're not recognized.
I don't care if I'm, will you recognize me?
No, you don't. But that's why you disrupt meetings all the time.
I'm taking
what Nancy Sorden and Nancy Sabara Naratomi said to mean that we will have, if this is approved to have an election, it will be in writing, done through some process, and we'll decide what the dates are on that. So Nancy Sabara Naratomi, could you continue to vote?
Okay, I think everybody voted, and so we have one abstention, I believe. So that was Sasha, and the no is Akio Tanaka, Grace Aaron, that's two, Jamie Gomez, that's three, Dorothy Rick, that's four, Ken Law is five, Robert Marcus, six. That would be six no's, and let's see, how many yeses? William Hewagen, one. Nancy Sabara Naratomi, one. And Benito Diaz, three yes. One abstention. That's Sasha.
Okay,
six no,
thank
three,
you.
One abstention.
Okay.
Okay. So
did we approve the agenda altogether?
Yes.
No.
Or we're still trying to add this to the agenda.
We passed the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Nancy Sabara Naratomi, you agree?
No, we did not pass. We're voting to add things, and I don't remember who made the motion. I don't think anybody made the motion.
Jamie Gomez for the stack.
Okay, Jamie?
Yes, we approved the agenda. I have that down here in my notes. After we approved the agenda, the chair ruled that this item on the agenda, which we were at, which was 4A to elect a pro tem chair, was out of order. So we had approved the agenda. The chair ruled that the item on the agenda after we approved it was out of order, and I challenged the chair's ruling. Now, we just, the chair's ruling was not sustained, so we're back on agenda item 4A, election of the pro tem chair.
Okay, I think he might be right, Nancy. I think that's the way it did go. Now we need to then have the secretary contact people to send out the ballots. We have to pick a date for the return of the ballots. I think
okay.
Probably
point of order. This is Grace Aaron. May I be recognized, please?
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, and first of all, somebody does not have to be recognized to put forward a point of order. That's in Robert's Rules, in the back section, table of rules, page 20 in the table of rules, number 59, order, point of, and it says, in order when another has the floor, and it's yes, it's in order when another has the floor. Somebody does not have to be recognized to put forward a point of order. That's the first thing. The second thing is, in the agenda, it was to elect a chair pro tem in this meeting. It's not by electronic. We can just take nominations, and everyone can vote anyone who wants to be the chair pro tem until a permanent chair is elected. So I would like to nominate either Robert Mark, if he wants
Grace,
to do it,
Grace,
Jamie Gomez.
Grace, you're way beyond your point of order.
I was recognized. I mentioned that, but I wanted to speak to this item on the agenda. You recognize me.
Wait a minute. Grace is not the chair. You don't be answering her questions and then saying, I accept, I decline. This is not in order.
Jamie Gomez for the stack.
Grace, I thought you did a point of order pointing out that a point of order could come at any time. So point of order can come at any time, but you do have to be recognized. You don't just continue shouting. So anybody for the stack?
Jamie Gomez.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Nancy Sabar and I, Tommy from KPF Street, please.
Yeah, okay. This is Jamie Gomez. I support the nomination of Robert Marks for Chair pro tem.
No,
I respectfully decline.
You're out of order.
I have the floor. I have the stack.
No, you don't. You're
so
out of
I
order.
Would look. Okay. So do we, so do I need to challenge your ruling again?
Nomination. We have not said we're going to accept nomination.
I mean, come on. We're wasting time here. Let's move on with
the point of information.
Why have you recognized it? Grace, you had another.
I guess
point
I'm done. I guess I'm done. Okay.
Nancy?
I had a lot of interruptions while I was talking, but I guess I'm done.
Hello?
Nancy Sabarin Aratomi, you had a point of something?
Yes. I really would like to send all this information to the new PNB members that have joined. And so does anybody on this committee, if I give somebody my email, would they transfer it to Mr. Tanaka so I can get the new members' emails and send them what we have so we can be considering this and working on the RPF tonight instead of wasting all this? Never mind. So I'm going to ask somebody from KPFK to volunteer to get my email and transfer it to Mr. Tanaka. Anybody want to volunteer?
Okay,
I'll do it, Nancy.
Okay, Robert Mark.
Robert Mark, I'll do it.
Robert
okay.
Mark will send Nancy Sabarin Aratomi's email to Aki Tanaka in order to do what? To get so he can send you all the contact information, Nancy?
Yes, so I can send the new people that from the PNB who just got on all this this RFP, and this will be on the same page. Work on
thank
it.
You, Nancy, and Robert, and Aki.
This is Benito. Request for information.